416 on Downtown, presented each afternoon by Hollywood Casino Hotel and Raceway at 500 Main Street in Bangor. Rich Kimble here with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Our next guest has been with ESPN for many, many years. She'll be making history later this month as the first woman in nearly three decades to broadcast play-by-play for a National Football League team. She'll be doing three preseason games for the Oakland Raiders. You've seen her doing countless sports through the years, and we're thrilled to have her with us on Downtown. Beth Mowins, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You have had a fairly impressive week to 10 days. You got the Raiders gig. You got a new contract from ESPN, and you won the Marty Glickman Award from the Newhouse School of Communications. If I had done that, anything like that in a week, I would be filling my swimming pool with champagne, not talking to some Yahoo in Maine.
Well, as it goes, Rich, even I'm sick of hearing about me this week. But it's been a lot of fun, and the Marty Glickman certainly is something special. He's the guy that started everything, really, at Syracuse University and the Newhouse Communication School that has cranked out so many good sportscasters. So that was terrific, and the timing of it worked out well with my ESPN stuff getting taken care of, and then the Raiders has just been something that's really exciting. You love to challenge yourself to new things in this industry, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, Beth, you have always challenged yourself. You've done play-by-play for seven different sports, and I understand Bob Costas talked about that when he presented you with the Marty Glickman Award. Can you tell people what it was that he shared with you?
Well, he one-upped me with the Olympics and MLB at Yankee Stadium and some of the other stuff that I'm extremely jealous of that he's got in on his resume. He's another guy that came through Syracuse and is such a wonderful role model for all of us. And he was just counting up all the different sports, and I think that is one thing that Marty Glickman was always very good at, and one thing that younger sportscasters today, if you're getting into the business, that versatility to be able to do a lot of different sports, so that when the phone call comes and they want you to do wrestling or dog shows or rodeo, you can say, yeah, absolutely, I'll give it a shot.
Absolutely.
And that's a key to get the ball rolling.
The Raiders are in many ways a natural team to do this, and part of it is the Syracuse connection with the late Al Davis, but part of it, too, is a team that's always looked for innovation.
Even as a youngster growing up and being a football fan, what the product on the field for the Raiders, there were always some guys on that team that were getting a second chance, or that folks had given up on somewhere else, and Mr. Davis was always good at finding those guys. He didn't care where you had been, he only cared about where you could go, and that has carried over over the years into the front office as well, with the first African-American head coach, the first Hispanic head coach, Amy Trask in the front office, the first female to do that. So it's always been a place where they're not afraid to ask why not. Why not let that person have this opportunity? They've earned it. So that's always been something that has impressed me with the Raiders.
And Al Davis was a Syracuse guy himself, right?
Yeah, the ironic thing is, Al Davis had a good buddy by the name of Dr. Luke LaPorta, who I believe was his old roommate at Syracuse. And myself growing up in Syracuse, Dr. LaPorta was a mentor of my dad's. So he would often speak of Mr. Davis, and certainly back in the 70s and 80s during their Raiders heyday, Dr. LaPorta was somebody that sort of was a link for the Raiders, for my family and for my dad. So it's kind of come full circle that way.
We're talking with Beth Mowins of ESPN. Now, I have a female dentist. I've had female doctors. I've worked for women bosses in both broadcasting and my other job as a teacher. Why is it that sports and sports broadcasting in particular has kind of been the last pioneer for women?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure why in particular the play-by-play seems to be a tough door to open. I think, a lot of women are drawn to the sideline, and it's a natural fit as an analyst to be with the microphone in hand because that's the sport you played. I think what's changing now is that young girls that want to be play-by-play announcers are given the opportunity to stay on that path and not necessarily be steered towards something else in the industry. So I see a lot more younger women doing play-by-play, and when I'm around doing college games, there's usually one or two a season that will come up and ask me some questions. So I think it's just a matter of getting a lot of reps. You don't ever want to give somebody a job just because. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that they're earning it. And so I think now we're starting to see more women get those reps and earn the right to have that opportunity when it comes along.
Beth, as for the on-field product, I grew up watching those great Raider teams of the late 60s and early 70s, and I've always felt like the National Football League is better when the Raiders have a great competitive team. Are they getting closer to being able to compete for a postseason berth again?
You know, Rich, I couldn't agree more. There are certain teams, you know, the elites that have the multiple Super Bowl championships. I think that it's good for the league, love them or hate them, that they're playing well, and the Raiders are certainly one of those. And just from, you know, the research that I've been doing, there is a incredible optimism and enthusiasm around Raiders camp right now in Napa. They've had three pretty good drafts in a row and have brought in, you know, what they hope is going to be their franchise quarterback in Derek Carr and linebacker slash defensive end Khalil Mack. Certainly looks like he could be one of the greats defensively. So the one thing that's been lacking has been a running game and has been that those elite wide receivers. And they've certainly on paper made upgrades this year, so I think that's the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is to see if another Syracuse guy, actually Latavius Murray, who went to high school in Central New York, if he's the guy at tailback. And certainly Cooper and Crabtree have been getting rave reviews so far at the wideout spots through the first week or so of camp.
Yeah, a pretty impressive team joining you in the booth, too, for those preseason games. Can you tell everybody the crew you'll be working with?
Wow, I do not have enough hardware or enough trophies or enough jewelry, really, to match up with Tim Brown, who our first game is next Friday, so that'll be less than a week after he's been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then Matt Millen, who also spent some great years in Oakland and Los Angeles with the Raiders. He's got four Super Bowl rings, two of those with the silver and black. So I'm really excited about working with those two guys. And I think, you know, obviously one provides tremendous insight offensively, the other defensively. So that three-man booth I've always had a lot of fun with in other sports. So it's going to be a great time for football, too.
You've done so much college football through the years. Does Ohio State remain the team to beat this season?
Oh, boy, I think it's been a while since anybody's repeated. And a couple of the guys there are in trouble already in the off season. So I think the biggest challenge for Ohio State and for anybody that's trying to repeat is, do you have that same focus? Do you have that same hunger? I don't think there's any doubt that talent-wise, they're one of the top teams in the country. So we'll see if the Big Ten is stronger this year, if Michigan can come back. I mean, trying to beat Michigan State, I think back-to-back late in the season is going to be a challenge. But I like their chances. I think Urban is a terrific coach.
So, Beth, before we let you go, a message to young women who want to enter the broadcast business, whether as sports journalist or as news broadcasters, what advice would you share with them?
Ooh, you know, it's I think it's a situation where whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, you know, stay locked in on it. And I always try and encourage people, never say no to an opportunity. Get out there and try and experience as much as you can to see what particular job you love the most and then really lock in on that. And it's still, you know, it's still like any other business. It's a lot about who you know. So don't be afraid to get out there and network and work your tail off with as many different people as you can you know, get great word of mouth going about the job that you do.
Well, Beth, I know this is great for you, but I think it's a great step forward for the business. So congratulations, good luck on the broadcast and in your career, and thanks so much for taking some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Rich.
Beth Mowins, ESPN, we're broadcasting Oakland Raiders preseason games.